Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Kyle Tucker, no longer a Houston Astro. He has been traded to the Chicago Cubs. Still feels weird. The Astros get in return infielder Isaac Paredes, who can play first base, second base, third base. Maybe he is your short-term replacement for Alex Bregman. Say he leaves in free agency. They get third base prospect Cam Smith, a first-round pick of the Chicago Cubs last year. And they get right-handed pitcher Hayden Wesneski, who is a Houston native, went to Cy Fair, and on top of that, pretty good strikeout numbers. The Astros supposedly have liked him for quite some time. So he ends up being the third piece in the deal instead of somebody that we thought the Astros would get when we first heard about the Chicago Cubs, of all teams, being in on Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki. So a pitcher, an infielder, and a rookie prospect. You're definitely worse in the short term without a Kyle Tucker, even if he did miss a lot of last year. And I think how we all should feel about this deal depends heavily on whether or not they bring back Alex Bregman, at least for this baseball casual sitting here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. No, Joe, you want to ask me anything or weigh in on this, you can at 713-780-3776. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Larry. Larry, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. Yeah, in the MLB Network, they have Paredes already at third base in the lineup. That doesn't look too good for the Astros.
Well, I think, Larry, right now, I mean, he's on the roster and Alex Bregman isn't. So I understand concern over that, but he is right now not a member of the Houston Astros. He could be a member of the Houston Astros.
Well, at least Tuck didn't go to the Yankees or the Red Sox.
I agree with that. I appreciate that part of it, too. He's not staying in the American League. You traded with the Cubs, and, I mean, what happens? What happens? What if the Cubs don't re-sign Kyle Tucker? Do you think he decides to come back? No, he won't. I'm kidding. Sorry. That was mean. I don't want to get people's hopes up, you know, at Christmas time and stuff, but like, they're not giving him a $400 million deal. They're not giving him a $500 million deal. Like, there would have to be a tragic mishap that happens to Kyle Tucker in Chicago for this 1 year, and they don't give him a deal for Tucker to be a free agent and the Astros to potentially consider signing him again. Like some sort of leg accident where all of a sudden he's club-footed, you know?
Even then, who do we want? Club-footed Kyle Tucker?
Well, depends on how much we're talking about.
Can
he
put that club on first base?
Yeah. I mean, he was a five-tool player. He will definitely not be a five-tool player.
But after he gets maimed, yeah.
Could he be a one-tool player with club feet? I don't know.
Yeah, I've never
had club feet.
He'd be Juan Soto, more or less. Yeah, there is a chance that he Juan Soto's the Cubs, where he gets traded there, balls out for a year, and then leaves. The problem is, I don't see the Astros getting in on that market.
I agree.
When he becomes a free agent.
It's sad. It's a bummer because I know that they've let guys walk before, but when they've let them walk before, they were in the midst of better seasons. When you let a guy go, and you didn't let him go, you traded him, of course. This is better than letting him go. Like, we all have to agree on that. But when you're trading him, because it feels like you're not going to be able to pay him and there's still a year left on his contract. It is depressing, especially when you consider that you are going to be paying, I think, Lance McCullers for at least multiple seasons more. I'm not as down on that because he wants to be buried in the H, key part of the 2017 team. What? Whatever, Sean. Key part of the 2022 team. Let's at least have some respect for our champions, okay?
Yes. No, I agree. Normally, I defend him when Joe takes a cheap shot on him.
Yeah, I mean, Joe's always taking cheap shots. He's punching down at the disabled and the not in baseball anymore.
Someone who can't throw a punch back.
Right. You've got the Rafael Montero deal, though, and the Jose Abreu deal, and the Ryan Presley deal.
Hey, all off the books after next season.
Yeah, fine, but the Christian Javier deal. Like, you're paying a lot of guys
to not play.
You
sure are. You sure
and
are,
you
Paul.
You just traded a player who didn't play much last year, but theoretically, that's not going to happen to him again. Like, that was a flukish.
It was a fluky
bone break that the Astros thought was a bruise. Because they're kind of a-holes. Look, we have to call them what that is. What it is. They definitely, as Chandler said, and we did an interview with him right before the trade went down, but you got to admit that the way that they were portraying Tucker's injury last year was essentially implying that he's a meow.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that word anymore. Growth. I have not been told to not say that word anymore. I want to say shout out to this place, which truly does give me probably too much freedom when it comes to what I say, but meow, that's what they were implying Kyle Tucker was, and that's not cool. So they certainly did not do themselves any favor. He was never going to take a hometown discount, but who does take a hometown discount these days? No one.
Yeah, I mean, Altuve,
right?
Maybe that's about it.
Yeah, it's like the players that you basically robbed blind by bringing them from the Caribbean for $3,000.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to say Yordan too.
Yep.
Yeah, it is tough for an American player to be like, "Yep, give me that."
Isn't that so sad? Isn't that so sad? Like, oh man, if only Kyle Tucker wasn't from the United States of America, I would probably afford to keep him because he actually appreciates generational wealth. But if you had the opportunity to make $500 million,
like, yeah,
wouldn't you go for it?
Yeah, it's a little bit different for, like, guys that grew up in, like, abject poverty to be, like, to sign away and get the security. The security means way more to them than does some guy from St. Petersburg, Florida, which I think is that where Kyle Tucker's from?
I think he's from Plant.
Oh, okay.
Which I also think that's where Lance McCullers pitched as well. Could be wrong on that, but they're both in the general same area. It is Gallant and George, no Joe, just Paul, 713-780-3776 to call into text in. River to the Sea asks on Twitch, do you have any tattoos? Yes, a tramp stamp counts. I do not have any tattoos. I used to want to get one, but my shoulders aren't big enough, and I feel like I would look tacky if I had the deltoid tattoo. What I wanted to get was the most masshole thing ever. It would have been the Boston Red Sox logo, but green on top of a shamrock.
Oh, my God, Paul.
I mean, hey, it's not a tribal band. It's not barbed wire.
I think you could pull off barbed wire, but wow. I was literally trying to think of the most Boston thing of, like, an area code over a shamrock.
King of all Twitches brings up a good point. You'd look like a prison hooker with tattoos. I don't even know what that means, but I agree. I can't pull off tattoos. I can't. I'm a prep school boy. I went to the two douchiest sounding schools in the history of America. Thayer Academy. Shorecrest Preparatory School. Amazingly, the school in Florida sounds worse.
Ooh, I don't know. I think Thayer Academy is worse. But I don't Thayer Academy, because it sounds like the rival school to Charles Xavier's School of the Gifted. It sounds like that's like where the bad kids go.
Thayer had some Hogwarts looking buildings on it. Thayer was out of control. Like hockey superpower, basically, back in the day. Yeah. That's the one thing we had, like, up in the Northeast, like, as far as sports go. Like, in Boston, like, the hockey teams are legit. And I wanted to play bad, but one of my best friends has had like 5 concussions playing and like can't do it ever again. Like, he can't skate anymore on the off chance he slips.
That's crazy.
It's a shame. He was a great player. He played in college too. All right. You want to jump in, you can. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. It's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. Kyle Tucker is a Houston Astro. Up next, we pick the 6 best sports games of the weekend. Then we pick them against the spread. No Joe, just Paul, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
There's a lot of games you can watch this weekend.
He's got another one! Unbelievable! He is gone! Kiss McKinney goodbye!
But Paul Gallant and Joe George are going to pick 6 games.
There's 6.
Pick 6!
Well, that's got pick 6 written all over it.
You need to watch.
This is exactly what we needed.
We'll work in some thoughts on Kyle Tucker, who has been traded to the Chicago Cubs in the pick 6. I saw this from Ben Verlander, who literally tweeted an hour ago, Astros fans, remember this. These are the hard decisions an organization needs to make. The Angels lost Shohei for nothing. Jim Crane doesn't do the type of deals it'll take to re-sign Kyle. Trade him for all you can. But then after seeing the return that the Astros got, if I'm the Astros, I'm not sure I'd do that deal. Isaac Paredes, Wisniewski, and Cam Smith. Make up your mind, Ben. Make up your mind.
Is that how comfortable is that fence you're sitting on?
Exactly. Ben? Oh, you got an exclusive deal with 790 to provide that analysis? Sir. I mean, it's ridiculous enough that we can only have Chandler on once a year, basically. Like, this is our one time. Maybe we'll have another time.
By the way, let's pat ourselves on the back. Tremendous timing to have him on.
I don't think Chandler feels the same way. I think Chandler was like, this is actually the worst timing ever. He did text me that. I said, thank you. He's like, the terrible timing. And I was like, listen,
hey,
I asked you what time would be good
tomorrow. Sorry, we have our fingers on the heartbeat of the Astros.
So the deal is Tucker for Isaac Paredes, Hayden Wisniewski, Cam Smith from the Chicago Cubs. Nothing new on Alex Bregman. This deal sucks if Alex Bregman also walks. All right. The 6 best games of the weekend. This is one of the more fun Army-Navy games on paper that we've seen in a while. Why? Because Army is ranked 11-1 and number 22 in the country. Their only loss to Notre Dame. They play the Navy, who is 8-3. It's at the Commander's Stadium in Landover, Maryland. Now, I love this game. I think that the uniforms that each of these schools bust out is always pretty cool. I've not seen what Navy is wearing, but Army, a 6-point favorite, the Black Knights against the Midshipmen. This is the best Army team of my lifetime. I am taking Army to win into cup.
Ooh, I see. I think.
What, did you throw it out when the rivals clash against each other?
Yeah, it's Army, it's Navy. I mean, 6 points? There's going to be 3 possessions in this game. Give me the Navy.
3 possessions?
Yeah. If they get 1 stop, they're not going to cover.
That is a fair point. Very fair point. Okay. To the NBA we go. This is Saturday night. The Cup of Life. This is the one. It's the Houston Rockets and Oklahoma City Thunder in Vegas for the semifinals of the NBA Cup. Oklahoma City, 5.5-point favorites. Now, remember, last time the Rockets played the Thunder, the Rockets won. It was a very satisfying victory, arguably their best victory since the pandemic, which you could also say about their win over the Warriors.
Yeah, they got topped a little while later by the Warriors.
That is, I agree, because you hadn't beaten the Warriors in such a long time. A changing of the guard in the Western Conference. Look, I am lifted off, baby. I talked about this yesterday. I am so lifted off in my pants Like, I don't want to stand up because I think it would make a lot of people uncomfortable and I might get an HR write-up. So I am taking the Rockets to, at the very least, cover and move on to the NBA Cup Finals to play either the Milwaukee Bucks or the Atlanta Hawks.
Thunder are favored by how many?
Thunder by 5.5.
Oh, man, that's you know what? Sometimes you got to hand it to my bookie. Great line. I don't know how to feel about that one. I'll go with you in the era of good feelings that we're in with the when it comes to the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
I think we're the two reddest rowdies or the rowdiest reds.
We are.
That there are. So yeah, let's break out the Thunder sticks. Let's both go with
yeah,
the Rockets.
especially with the Astros. You know,
now more than ever, Rockets. If you want to capture the hearts and minds of the city.
Yeah. The comment section, whether it's the text line or YouTube or Twitch, pretty angry right now.
Not loving it.
King of all Twitches. Bregman's walking. Why the F do you think they got Paredes? To play first base, we hope. To play first base, of course. Mac on YouTube says, F him. I'm done. So stupid. Come on. At least wait until Bregman leaves.
I was going to say wait until they're 10-15 the first 25 games of the season.
Well, I mean, didn't that happen last year?
Yes.
And then we doubted them? Yeah.
Now you'd have more of a leg to stand on to doubt. In my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, all right, you got to pick one of these three.
Okay.
One of these three. One of them is in a game. The Heisman Trophy presentation is tomorrow night. Do you want to watch the Heisman Trophy presentation featuring Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, who just won the Chuck Bednarik and Fred Biletnikoff Awards for Best Defensive Back and Best Wide Receiver? That is truly incredible. Oregon quarterback Dylan Gabriel, Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. I'm having some troubles with the MyBookie.ag website finding the Heisman odds. I feel like that is a me problem and not a mybookie.ag problem. Would you rather watch the Heisman Trophy presentation? I'll get those odds when I can. Or one of these two NFL games on Sunday, 325, the 7-6 Bucks on the road against the 8-5 Chargers. Chargers 3-point favorites. Justin Herbert, get this, banged up. Or the Sunday night football game, the 9-4 Packers at the 8-5 Seahawks. Packers 2.5-point favorites. Seahawks have been red hot of late. Two NFL games or the Heisman Trophy presentation, Sean. What would you rather watch?
I really never watched the Heisman, like the actual presentation of
it. They used to always release an awesome 30 for 30 right after the presentation,
yeah,
and I would stick around for that.
Yeah, now, like, if I hear that the speech is really good, maybe I go back and listen to it. Like, I know Joe Burrow had an awesome speech back in the day. I'm probably not going to watch this, to be honest.
It's Hunter's to lose. I'll be shocked if Hunter doesn't win this.
And that's kind of why I don't want to pick it. If it was more of a toss-up, maybe we try to pick it. But it feels like we'd all say Hunter, and it would be a free win for all of us. So,
do you want to know what Hunter's odds are on mybookie.ag?
He's like minus 5,000.
Minus 30-30, yes. That's
okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
Gene T's plus 920. Cam Ward's plus 50,000. Dylan Gabriel plus 34,000.
Yeah. So let's do the Sunday night game. Let's do Packers Seahawks.
Yeah. Seahawks Packers game. Seahawks game's always weird.
Yeah. Rematch of the 2014 divisional round.
Rematch of the Fail Mary game all the way back in time, too. The Seahawks have always had their number. Again, it doesn't really matter history here because we're talking about a totally different era of Seahawks football. You know, this is a spiteful pick. I don't want Mike McDonald to succeed. I don't.
Wow.
Because I like Pete Carroll. I don't like that Mike McDonald and the Seahawks are winning. Their defense has been better. I am taking the Green Bay Packers. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. That's what they play when they score a touchdown.
Oh, okay. Seahawks are a weird team, man. I feel like we say this every time.
No, very weird.
They're such a weird team.
Not as tough a place to play this time around, though. I think there will be a lot of Packers fans there, even though they are 8-5.
Okay. That's good information to know. I still... I'm just still going to lean into the weirdness of Seattle. Okay. Because I think the Packers are better. I think they should win this game. But I can also see, like we mentioned with the two other times, two more memorable times these teams played, weird stuff happens. So just give me the points. Give me the Seahawks.
Okay. We got a lot of good NFL games this weekend. These two are the creme de la creme. And of course, Kyle Tucker, yes, he's a Chicago Cub. We'll get back into
it. Still traded.
He's still traded. Nothing new on Alex Bregman. Sunday at 3:25, the 10-3 Pittsburgh Steelers are on the road against the 11-2 Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are 5.5-point favorites. Some tidbits this week. First off, A.J. Brown said his relationship with
Jalen Hurts.
I wrote down the wrong Jalen in there.
It's good.
Saquon Barkley is having so good of a season that if you took away his first half stats, he would be second in the league in rushing. Philly clinches the NFC East with a win and a Washington loss. They're on the road against the Saints, 7.5-point favorites. The Saints are starting something named Jake Haener.
Oh, he was a baller back at Fresno State.
Oh, he's a... Interesting.
Yeah.
One Fresno State Bulldog, Derek Carr, turning it over to another Fresno State Bulldog.
It might not have been Fresno State now.
Okay. Well, thanks for that misinformation, Sean. Honestly, that might be called malinformation by some. I just learned that's a thing last night.
He was a Fresno State Bulldog.
Okay, there we go. The Eagles clinch the NFC East with a win and a Washington loss, or a tie and a Washington loss. Noah Brown, by the way, who we all wanted to stay, and Jeremy Branham was throwing a hissy fit over him not being a Texan. He suffered a significant internal injury out for the year for the Commanders in that game. Pittsburgh clinches the playoffs with a win or a tie, or a Miami Dolphins loss or tie to the Texans, or an Indy loss or tie to the Broncos. Indy a 4-point dog against Denver. It is their first of three games in 11 days. And get this, Russell Wilson, Steelers quarterback, is 4-0 in games in Philadelphia and 6-0 all time against the Eagles. He was asked if he's aware, and while he said it doesn't matter, yes, he's aware. Steelers country, let's weld! I'm taking the Steelers, let's go!
I was on the fence. I was going to make a vibes-based pick with the A.J. Brown weirdness going on. I just cannot in good conscience say that this Eagles team is going to beat a good Steelers
by five
team
and a half,
by a touchdown.
Right. Yeah, I don't see it.
Now seeing that Russell Wilson stat, I feel even better. Give me the Steelers. I agree with you. Steelers country, let's weld.
Sunday, 3:25. Super Bowl preview? The 10-3 Buffalo Bills head to Detroit to take on the 12-1 Lions. Detroit, a 2.5-point favorite. Dan Campbell's been hyping up Josh Allen this week. He said he's the ultimate competitor. Buffalo had to cancel a practice this week and hold it virtually due to weather yesterday. The Lions, of course, they got to hold off the Vikings, who have 10 wins, and the Packers, who have 9 wins in the NFC North. And the Lions revoked the season tickets of the fan who got into it with Matt LaFleur during the national anthem.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't like that. I think that's a bad vibe here. I think that the Bills take down Detroit. I think the Bills are the best team in the league right now. I think Detroit is right there with them. Detroit and Kansas City have a hold of some sort of voodoo magic that allows them to keep winning these close games.
Yeah, Bills coming off a loss against the Rams, I think.
That too. That adds to it as 2.5 dogs.
I was going to say, I think that helps them.
I agree with that.
So yeah, give me the Bills. I feel like we agree way too much, but give me the Bills.
We are agreeing a lot, and we'll see what Joe picks.
We still disagree on Army-Navy.
We do.
And Packers-Seahawks. Okay, we're doing all right.
Sunday, noon. AFC South on the line, assuming that the Broncos help the Texans out. The Broncos play the Colts. They're 4-point favorites against Indy. The Texans can clinch the AFC South with a win. Tua Tagovailoa was asked, what's more important, a run of wins or the completion percentage record by someone? That actually happened. He says he's more focused on wins.
Oh,
he's also got armed bodyguards. Honestly, I like it. I like it. This guy's got armed bodyguards.
Yeah.
You know what? If the Texans can't fix their offensive line by the end of the year, can we go last Boy Scout? Like, I get it. Like, it's Kenyon Green or Zach Martin. Can we just have, like, some armed guy with, like, a Glock?
It's Zach Thomas. I wish there was Zach Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we just get, yeah.
Give him a shotgun.
Yeah. Just giant armed man.
Let's
protecting
go.
His blind side.
Dolphins are going to cover. We know it. We all know it. The Texans probably winning the Dolphins cover. Texans are 3-point favorites here. I'm taking the Dolphins to cover. Sean?
Yeah. Yeah. Three. I wish it was 2.5. I wish I had the ability to win on a Kaimi Fairbairn last second field goal. That would only be a push, which that doesn't help me, really. A push is a loss in this. Go. So, yeah. Yeah, give me Miami. If he would have said that the completion percentage record was more important than wins, I would feel way better about the Texans' chances. But unfortunately, Tua is focused on wins.
That is our pick six. Up next, Kyle Tucker is a Chicago Cub. He has been traded for 3 players. We'll tell you about those players on the other side. And I have an unfortunate, ugly question to ask about the Astros. You're not going to like it. On the other side, stay put.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
No Joe, just Paul. You want to jump in on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, you can. It's 713-780-3776. That's how you call. It's how you text. You can join us on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join us on Twitch at ESPN 975. Oh, Kyle Tucker has been traded to the Chicago Cubs. He has been traded for 3 different players. Isaac Paredes, an infielder. Is he going to replace Alex Bregman at third base? Or is he going to be a first baseman? They also get in return Hayden Wesneski, a pitcher who's a Houston native that has pretty good strikeout per 9 numbers, and third baseman prospect Cam Smith, who was a first round pick of the Chicago Cubs last year. In the short term, barring a move that I'm not even sure the Astros can make, you got one of the worst outfields in baseball right now. This outfield sucks. To the point where you're actually thinking about putting Yordan Alvarez in the outfield again, even though this offseason the Astros said we're not going to do that anymore. I mean, he really was holding your outfield together. They have an obsession with Jake Myers that I don't understand. Chaz McCormick came way back down to earth last year. Was it injuries? I don't know. I think that 2023 might have been more of a fluke. Mauricio Dubon's your super utility guy. You got rid of Joey Loperfido, who I liked. But I don't know what's going to turn into one of the best players. But you did give up Joey Loperfido for a rental in Yusei Kikuchi, who you didn't bring back. Would have been nice to bring back Yusei Kikuchi. Maybe makes you feel a little bit better. But unfortunately, due to some of the contracts that the Letterman Jacket Skull and Bone Society gave out, specifically to Jose Abreu and to Rafael Montero, and on top of that, the contracts that you already have on the books for Lance McCullers and for Ryan Presley and for now Christian Javier, who was a great deal at the time, but as a full-time starter, let's just be honest, durability is a concern. How are you going to add to this outfield? I don't know how you do it. I saw some people say, well, re-sign Jason Hayward. Yeah, that's going to do it. That's going to make this outfield better. Clutch City comments on the Twitch, we should just go all in on the worst outfield in baseball and bring Miles Straw home. Was he a James Click guy? A Dusty Baker guy? I forget. I was gone for the Miles Straw era.
He was a dusty guy that James Click traded to Cleveland for Yainer Diaz.
Oh.
And it was a let me trade this guy so you stop playing him type of move.
Yeah. Air up there, 24, is one of many Astros fans who seem to be annoyed that there is not faith in the Astros, that people believe they maybe haven't done the right thing. He says, Astros played their best baseball with Tucker out. Y'all fans, something else. Keep him and lose him for a comp pick. Well, he's gone. You can't, you know, you don't have him anymore. So are you saying they should have kept him?
I think they're saying keep him for this year and then take the comp pick on the back end. I would also say that...
You can't do that now, though. He's gone.
Yeah. And also, this isn't like the Buffalo Bills last year who played better once they stopped throwing it to Stephon Diggs. Like, there's no reason...
It was flukish.
...that the Astros... Well, part of the reason they're so much better is that they play like ass for the first 2 months of the season. Absolutely. Everyone on the team, except for Kyle Tucker, was terrible
right.
The first 2 months. Kyle Tucker was the only good one when they were losing games. And then he goes out and everyone else starts playing better. Like, this isn't a basketball team where there's some sort of style that didn't... No, it was pure fluke.
I think Alan Bede says Straw was an all-star and won a gold glove after he left. Yeah, there definitely was some buyer's remorse, I think, at first. But, okay, you got Diaz out of that ultimately. So I think you should be feeling better about that. Right now, another comment. This is from the text line. Classic Fairweather Houston fans in the chats. Bunch of meow. No, I think they're being very realistic. I'm not going to call fans that. It is frustrating that they felt they had to trade Kyle Tucker. And in the short term, they are worse. Especially if they lose Alex Bregman. They are definitely worse if Bregman is out. So those are some of the people who are backing the Houston Astros. One person who was just asking this question, wouldn't signing a really good outfielder with a lot of pop be better than signing a declining Bregman? Are there any outfielders the Astros have been linked to? That is a good question. Cody Bellinger on the Cubs was a name that was linked to them. But of course, yesterday we talked about how some report was out there, how there are weird things there. It's like, yeah, like Bellinger was an a-hole to the Astros clubhouse. Now, most of that clubhouse is gone. Like, it's just Lance McCullers and Jose Altuve if Bregman doesn't return. But that's the only one that I've heard them linked to. And with this move being made, like, how are they getting that outfielder? Are they going to trade Fromber too, you know? So I'm not sure on that front. And then we got the people who are mad at the Astros. Astros will not make the playoffs in 2025. They're going to lose 85 games. Not in the AL West. They're not going to lose 85 games. Come on. Seems like each year they get a little worse. I agree with that. It comes to a head this upcoming season. Because of Kyle Tucker? I don't know. If Bregman leaves, maybe I'm thinking along your line of thinking too. Astros can shove those $20 beers up their... But F that hot-ass stadium. But it's named after air conditioning now. What if it's better? What if it's a little bit better? It might be better. Probably won't be. Air conditioning-wise, better. But it might be better. Alan Beads thinks they should have gone after Tyler O'Neill instead of sitting on their thumbs early. But you get why they're sitting on their thumbs. I think, really, they're just looking at Alex Bregman. I don't think they're really looking at anybody else. Because of the collective balance tax being the way that it is. And I mean, you heard Dana Brown say, look at all the depth that we have in the rotation, even though they just got a pitcher who's probably a starter. With the way that the Astros look at guys, I would imagine that they did not trade for a reliever, you know, unless they're trying to face Ryan Presley out. I wonder if they will be able to dump Ryan Presley on somebody else. But he has the no-trade clause, and that is a frustrating thing. His wife, as Chandler pointed out earlier in the show, she's from here. So we shall see. What else do we have on YouTube from Keith Edward? Tucker only played 100 or more games 3 times. I'll miss him for sure, but this isn't the end of the world. Our window is shutting, and this is a good sign for the long-term future. This is definitely better than letting him walk for nothing. But at the same time, you might have the worst outfield in baseball right now. or one of the worst outfields in baseball. Definitely the worst outfield among contending baseball teams at this moment in time. I'm not going to make the comparisons. I'm not going to do it. Just trust me. I feel very confident in saying an outfield featuring Jake Myers and Jazz McCormick, and possibly, like, you're hoping you bring back Jason Hayward, for God's sake. Like, that's one of the worst outfields in baseball.
Yeah, yeah. I also, while I understand that him getting something for Kyle Tucker, not letting him walk for nothing, is better than all the other guys that they let walk for free, I'll also say that the reason they let those guys walk for free is because going into each and every one of those seasons, they knew that they were a World Series contender. What's changed?
Nothing really. I mean, the expanded playoffs mean that they are technically still a World Series contender. And while most people would have them after the Yankees and Orioles, I'm very curious as to how far they go down after this trade happens. Obviously, those moves, not official yet, I think. Like, you haven't heard a statement from the Astros about it yet. And I imagine that's what they have to wait for before they shift the lines. Everything's probably on hold right now.
I saw something that it was pending medicals.
That makes sense.
They need to take physicals.
That makes sense. What if his bone bruise isn't healed all the way? Would be so awkward if the trade just gets canceled.
Yeah. Ask Carlos Correa how that goes.
Dude.
He signed with two different teams.
That was wacky, the Correa experience. More comments here. 713 says that the Astros take a step back this year, then bounce back and complete the next year like the Warriors dynasty. That's very optimistic. From the 281, when you watch Tucker choke up close and personal over and over again in the playoffs, play a third of a regular season and ask for $600 million, yeah, that dude should have been traded last trade deadline to Toronto for Vlad and prospects. We would have had another ring. Astros are a better team today than yesterday. Damn, that is... You are really sipping the Kool-Aid, sir. I appreciate you sipping that Kool-Aid. It is Friday. I'm not going to ruin your Friday. Keith from L.A. says, ha, 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 ha. The Astros suck again. He is a Dodgers fan.
Did he not hear the last text? They're better now.
Exactly. What?
Stop laughing, Keith.
Joke's on you.
They're better.
We're coming for that. We're coming for that ass. Didn't even play the Astros in the World Series. So, honestly, it's the second World Series with an asterisk. Never really exercised the demon, in my opinion.
Played the choking Yankees. Congrats.
That was what the Astros were doing all along. Like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play an elaborate prank on the Dodgers. We're not going to make the World Series or the ALCS.
Not even close.
Or the divisional round.
Yep.
We're not going to do any of that.
Barely going to even score in the wild card round.
And the Dodgers, they can win the World Series, but they're not going to beat us. And they're going to be thinking to themselves, why did we get to play the Astros?
Yeah. There you go.
God, we're doing a lot of gymnastics there. It's an Ask Along Anything Friday before we do garbage time from the 832. Paul, what's your drink of choice that's not Pendleton? Depends on the day. Number one, margarita. Actually, check that. Nope. Wrong. Number one, Paloma. It's basically a grapefruit margarita.
I was going to say that shocking that wasn't number one.
Number two, margarita. Number three, Aarberg Scotch. It's like very peaty scotch. Basically any peaty scotch, but that's the scotch of choice right now. Four, vodka martini. Five, Bloody Mary. Six, espresso martini. I get a lot of espresso martinis. Paul, you would get a lot of espresso martinis. Yeah, I would. It tastes great. You're crazy if you don't. Seven, it's hard to find them. Pina colada. So good. Paul, you would like a pina colada, more like pina's colossus. Shut up! Okay?
That was a good one.
It's a good drink. It's a good drink. I don't like White Claws. I don't really like High Noons that much. I don't know what a Bellini is. Sounds too classy for a man like myself. Basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to find beers. I drink pretty much any beer except for Red Dog and Purple Haze. Like, those are the only two I will not drink. I'm a beer guy. But if I can get a cocktail. Paul, you would like a cocktail. Come on. It's what a drink is called. Stop. You're bullying me. Stop bullying me, random theoretical audience person in my head. God. Galana George. No joke, just Paul. Sean's behind the glass. Kyle Tucker's a cop. Damn it. Hopefully Alex Bregman stays. Ugh. Garbage time's next.
This is ESPN. 97.5. This is Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Paul and Joe inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Last chance to dance, Galan and George. Kyle Tucker is a Chicago Cub. The Astros did get Isaac Paredes, an infielder who I hope will play first base, but could also play third base. Hayden Wesneski, who is a Houston native and Cy Fair product, and Cam Smith. So Cam Smith is who you're hoping turns into Kyle Tucker. I think he's last ranked per Baseball Prospectus, 77th overall. Ugh. Sean, you put a bad thought into my mind. It is a Friday. Friday, got to get down on Friday and ask Alon anything Friday with no Joe in. I don't like that you suggested that this weekend could lead to a very depressing Monday show.
Yes, I said it could happen. That we are two factors away from something, a very, very sad show on Monday.
Alex Bregman leaves for insert team.
Really anywhere, it doesn't matter.
Phillies, Red Sox, Yankees are sniffing. Rockets lose to the Thunder. NBA Cup run over before it even began.
I didn't even think about that, but yes.
Texans lose to the Dolphins on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the unholy trinity.
That's the very unholy trinity, and now I think it's possible because it is Friday the 13th.
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
Friday the 13th, dude. It's Friday the 13th.
Could this trade be bad luck for the Chicago Cubs? There we go.
I don't know.
There we go.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's a good way to look at it, but the Cubs, they've got that World Series. Clutch City says Friday the 13th is BS. Well, when you say that, I mean, I don't know.
I've seen a lot of movies that say Friday the 13th is actually very scary.
Some of the Twitchers are coming up with cocktails that are based off of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 show hosts. I'll admit it. I chuckled at a few of them.
Read one? Can you? That's how I... Not will you, just can you.
Milk, ketchup, grenadine, and piss. Who do you think that is? Let's do garbage time. That was mean. Did you know that Odell Beckham Jr. was on the Dolphins? Not anymore. They waived him.
Yeah. They waited. They waited for Houston to prep for him, and then they cut him.
Nico Collins got fined $5,000 for giving a ball to a child. That's ridiculous.
No fun league.
The Ravens are 16.5-point favorites against Tommy DeVito and the Giants. Apparently, Tommy DeVito at practice went over 14 in the red zone with four interceptions.
There's another one where he went 0 for 4 in the red zone against air. There's no defense on the field. They didn't score.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's really bad. Mattress Mac, he's okay. And he's already back to work. I thought it was very weird that I got an email from, I guess, Mattress Mac's PR team. Media coverage requested. Can you please drop off a Get Well Soon card at Gallery Furniture? Like, they wanted me to promote that. And Mac's fine. The man's a tank. I thought it was kind of weird that, like, what? I got to tell people to give him cards? I got to do my own Christmas cards, Mac. I got other things to focus on. But we do wish you well. And hopefully his recovery is speedy. Man, open heart surgery. When you're in your 90s? Jeez. Ow. Anyway, on that note, Kyle Tucker getting traded to the Cubs was like open heart surgery today. Am I right? Hopefully the Rockets and Texans win this weekend because, yeah, Monday's going to be a bummer. Anyway, for Sean Mapes, for our callers, for our texters, YouTubers, and Twitchers, I am merely Paul Gallant. Kyle Tucker, a Cub. Killer Bees are going to talk about it. So long, farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Peace!
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.